I was in college and home for a visit when my mom first shared a tale straight out of To Kill a Mockingbird. We were in the kitchen in our house in suburban Atlanta, and our conversation turned to my grandfather, who had died a few years earlier. All these decades later, I still remember how the afternoon light made the red counters glow as she told me a story that I had never heard before, but would never after that day forget. The events my mom described occurred during her childhood, when her father, Uri Berry, was serving his first term as sheriff of rural Jefferson Davis County, Mississippi. One summer day, someone their family knew found a pregnant and injured white woman walking along a country road in the heat and gave her a ride into Prentice, the county seat. At the courthouse, the woman reported that early that same morning, her husband had left their house, which was located on a nearby farm, to work in town. After he was gone, a black man had come to the door and asked for a drink of water. When she returned with a glass, he attacked her, dragged her into the woods, and raped her.